What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. This video is going to be pretty long, so I'm just going to get into it. This is about marriage and love and why getting married for love is dumb and why getting married for love is just as bad as getting married for money or safety or anything.
What is it that creates that chemistry, for a lack of a better word, that makes a man and a woman want to marry each other? A guy calls me up and he says, I'm going out with this girl. She's fantastic. Great. In everything, she's just perfect. But I'm hesitating for some reason. I don't know why. I said, I know why. She doesn't need you. What can you bring? What can you offer? Finding virtue in a person is not a reason to marry them. So let's get that idea straight in our minds. You want to marry somebody who is good, who is decent, who is responsible, who is loving, who is thoughtful, who is strong, intelligent. Yeah, you want to marry that kind of a person. But when you meet that kind of a person, what is it that's going to create that bond or that click? The fact that they're intelligent, they're good, they're kind, they're decent, they're thoughtful, that means that you could marry them. But why would you? So you say, I married him for his intelligence, for his strength. No. Then you're marrying something about him, not him. So let me ask you something. A man comes to a woman and says, I love you. You're so rich. I want to marry you for your money. Anything wrong with that? No good? Huh? Look, she has money. He loves money. Match made in heaven. She has what he needs. So what's wrong with that? So most people say, well, what happens when he loses the money? What if you marry her for love and you lose the love? Same problem. It's more likely she loses the love than the money. So money is a safer bet. So why would you marry somebody for love? Marrying somebody for money is not only a bad idea, it's really insulting and disgraceful. When a man says, I want to marry you for your money, it's a thinly disguised request for money. Because what he's really saying is, you know, in a perfect world, you would just give me the money. I wouldn't have to marry you to get the money. But, you know, nothing's perfect in this world. So in order for me to get the money, I guess I'm going to have to marry you. It is so insulting. It's so disrespectful. But the same is true with love. I love you and you love me. Let's get married. No, not a good idea. A young couple came to me and said, we're very much in love. Will you do the wedding for us? I said, you want to get married? They said, yes. I said, why? They said, because we're in love. I said, no, so good enough. If you're already in love, it's too late for marriage. Because you're marrying for love, which you already have. So what are you getting married for? For the last 100 years, I think since Tevye in Anatevka, everyone who got married for love. Are marriages stronger, deeper, more lasting now? Not at all. Because you're marrying for love and you already have the love. The marriage is only going to take it down. So if you're already in love, leave it. What are you getting married for? So some people say, well, to be committed. To be committed? Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to stay together even when you stop loving each other? No, you won't. You're getting married for love. So look, what is wrong with saying I want to marry you for your money? If you want to marry me for my money, you're lying. You don't want to marry me. You just want the money. You're marrying the money, not me. And if you want my love, you're marrying the love, not me. Because love, money, passion, security, these are all things. So you want something from me. And to get it, you're going to marry me. But you're not marrying me. You're marrying this thing that you want from me.
Fucking insane. I never would have fucking thought about it that way. I never would have seen it that way. This is so just... Man, I feel like I'm in 2001, A Space Odyssey, when that guy's like going through the tunnel of just like a vortex of just light and knowledge just hitting that guy's eyes.
So if a woman, if a wife asks her husband, what do you love about me?
Don't answer.
Husbands, don't answer.
Dude, it's a trap.
Stay away. It's a trap. Because no matter what you're going to say,
you're never going to be right.
You're going to be in trouble. Why do you love me? Oh, you're beautiful.
I love you because you have these big tits.
You're so shallow. My looks, that's it. No, of course not. No, it's your intelligence. My intelligence? You love me for being intelligent? No. Your mother. I love your family. Your mother is just... Look, whatever you're going to say, it's going to be wrong. Because whatever you're going to say is going to be something, it's not going to be her. So what she wants to hear you say is, just you. I just love you. Yeah, well, what do you love about me? No. Not about you. I just love you. She won't know what to say. It's the only safe answer. The only safe answer is to say, I don't know. I just need you. Because really, that's the truth. Marriage means I need you in my life. What about me? No, nothing. Not about you. You. So back in 1990, I published a book called Doesn't Anyone Blush Anymore?
That's fucking wild, man. That is insane. There's just so much to think about now. I've never fucking smiled this hard before. I gotta think about this. Guard your heart.